Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass at 7:04. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Braves announced their entire 2026 coaching staff. Walt Weiss will have 8 newcomers on his 10-person staff. They are keeping Tim Hyers and Eddie Perez. The Jags will be without Travis Hunter the rest of the season. He is undergoing surgery to repair the LCL in his right knee. Hawks are back in action tonight, or tomorrow night, against the Kings. Pregame is at 9:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 10. And the Mavericks have fired general manager Nico Harrison. Before we talk about the Falcons, I got to ask you about this Nico Harrison situation. Because on some tweets where people were saying, fire Nico, fire Nico, Cooper Flagg's mom was liking them. Would you be embarrassed if your mom was...
Oh, my God. That's definitely... Well, say that's something my mom would do. I don't know if she would do that, but...
She came out, if I'm not mistaken, she came out and said, oh, I was commenting on the fact of that they were cheering during, like, or booing during our free throws or something like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. She tried to cover... She tried to see why.
What standing would she have to want Nico Harrison fired? Her kid's been there for, what, 8 games, and he hasn't been that good.
Well, I'm just surprised that I get the trading of Luka, and I understand that the Nico, you know, they've struggled a little bit in the Nico, but I also go back and think, well, yeah, but he got you, but it worked out. You got Cooper Flagg, and Luka needed probably to change the scenery because look at how good a shape he got in and everything. But then somebody posted a video of when they made the finals and Nico Harrison took the beer away from Luka.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were like, that's why this, and this was before.
I didn't know that was Nico. I thought it was somebody like that Nico was around and somebody was like, hey, there's Nico, and took a beer from him. But maybe it was actually Nico that grabbed the beer. I didn't know that, but yeah, I saw that video reposted. I remember that happening.
Yeah. So
if you're new on a job and your mom starts commenting on things, I would be humiliated.
We're going to have words, me and Mama.
Yeah.
Mom, what are you doing?
I mean, you've heard the story.
Yeah, tell it. Mom, some people haven't.
Went to Nick Saban's office right after he got the job at Alabama. She called and was like, I need to have a meeting with you. And she didn't tell me about it. And for good reason, because I would have been irate. Mm-hmm. I would have been irate. She didn't tell me until she was literally in the parking lot at the football complex. Mind you, she had to drive 4 hours to get there from home. And she went the entire distance and then was like in the football complex parking lot and was like, I should probably tell him I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So she called me while I was on my way to class. She's like, what's up? It's like, I'm meeting with Coach Saban today. No, no, you're not. Nope, that's not going to happen. Yes, it is. I'm here. I'm about to walk in.
Right.
So, yes, that's as close as I can think of anything getting. But she was not, it wasn't a fire Saban thing. It was like, I'd like to get to know this guy.
Right. That's so different.
Yeah, it is.
That's so different.
What do you think if when I was an intern at the old station when Steak was running the thing, if my mom just showed up in Steak's office, or if like someone was like, Steak Shapiro sucks, fire him. On Twitter, and it was like, and it said, now obviously he wouldn't know my mom is. Let's just say he did. It would say Mama Squid, and it was like, what do you think he would say?
I don't see what would you do.
I do think it is an interesting thing though, because he is 18.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's
a baby.
He's a baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm just trying to picture how my wife would act if our kid at 18 was in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, she'd be. Pretty, she wouldn't be a helicopter mom, but she'd be close. You know what I mean? She'd be close. She wouldn't be a drone mom. She'd be a helicopter mom, probably.
Well, we can turn our attention to Sunday's game. The Falcons are taking on the Panthers at home. You know, you guys were telling me the other day that divisional games, rules go out the window and records don't matter.
Yeah.
So how are we feeling about this? Falcons defense, Panthers offense. How are you feeling about this matchup?
Yeah, there's so many things to break down in terms of what they do. I am glad. I think it was Robert Hunt who was the right guard that had bicep surgery back in September. He is like a $20 million right guard for them. He's not part of this game plan. They've been operating without him for a while now, though, and you know that's going to be a difference for them. But I just think that so much of this game comes down to our defensive line getting off blocks up front against their offensive front, tight ends, tackles. Their tackles are fine. I know that they're both, you know, under contract, and Ekwonu and Moten, I believe, is the right tackle. They're fine. Like, they're not exceptional. We've played some exceptional tackles at times this year, and we've actually dodged a couple in Darisaw and Tristan Wirfs, who we did not see the first couple of weeks of the season. But, you know, it's all going to be about getting off blocks. And I've talked about that before. We spend so much energy pushing back on the line of scrimmage that sometimes we have trouble shedding and actually making plays in the hole. And that's why guys like J.D. Bertrand get exposed so bad at the secondary level. So that's kind of where my focus has been in terms, because I think they're going to try to run it down our throat. And we've seen teams do that a lot this year against this defense.
Yeah, they're coming into this game averaging 31 minutes of time of possession. And what have we seen us not control the last 4 weeks? Time of possession. You know, I think it feels like it's been part of the issue for our offense is not possessing the ball, keeping drives alive. We know that third downs have been an issue. So, but you look at the other side, where what are other offenses doing? And it sounds weird, but what are other offenses doing to hurt our offense? Well, they're staying on the field and they're running double the plays, and they're having that time of possession. It was a big part that they want to do with. Essentially, Indianapolis did, which was run the ball and have some explosives based around that to keep you in the game, because you weren't able to score based on just running the football, but you were able to keep going, and then you got those explosives, and now you're in the game. And next thing you know, Jonathan Taylor's got 200 something yards, and you're going, what the hell happened? We've played good defense. That they want to have Rico go off, and I think they've got. I saw something like 20 of their like 25 yards of 25 carries that went 10 yards or more have been Rico Dowdle. Yeah. I mean, it's something sick like that.
He's explosive.
He has been their running game. If you can shut that down, we saw them come out in some bigger packages, Mike. You can shut that down.
I didn't say anything.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
I didn't say a word. Okay.
Hey,
just continue.
Yo.
I didn't say anything, but they do have bigger packages when they bring in
the
12 personnel, 13 personnel, things like that. Yes. And so that's definitely something to kind of keep our eyes on. So
pause.
We also saw them use the zone read.
Yeah,
with Bryce Young.
Yeah.
I would love for Old Brick to see that on film and go to Zach. But
it just seems so simple. It just like Bryce, you cannot tell me as many questions as we have about Michael Penix's legs. Cannot tell me he's not a better athlete than Bryce Young. I will never in a million years buy that. I just can't.
I can't. They're not. Look, Michael Penix not moving is not based on athleticism. It is based on a mindset or a fear of moving. The Tampa Bay game, he made two of the most athletic plays you'll see, not the most athletic, two of the more athletic plays you'll see a quote-unquote pocket passer make. And so it's there.
Well,
he just doesn't want to. It just doesn't do it for some. He is in his mindset. He refuses to do it.
Here's my rebuttal to what you're talking about, though. That what Bryce Young did is a designed run. If Michael Penix's mindset is I don't want to run, then guess what? If I'm Zach and I want him to run more, guess what I'm doing? I'm designing a run for him. I'm going to say, dude, whether or not you want to get your jersey dirty is beside the point. You better take off on this zone read and see how many you can get. Run out of bounds, slide, do whatever you have to do. But if you want to light the fire, I know Raheem talked about it, you know, 2 days ago. Hey, we're encouraging him to run more. By God, I'd come out and the first play, well, I'd wait, probably wait till we got to red zone, but I would run a zone read with him. There's no doubt in my mind.
This game, we haven't even gotten this. We'll probably get this tomorrow when we talk about the Falcons offense. This might be the most pivotal game in his young career because this is a moment. What did we talk about Monday? How dejected he was and upset and angry he was in post game and all those things. This is the moment where, you know, those things propel you into being the player and starting to that maturity and letting it. You got to rebound off that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And look, I asked you guys the question a minute ago. What's the percentage of fans that you think want Raheem fired? No matter what you think that percentage is, it's going to go to almost 100 if you lose this game on Sunday. Like this is pivotal for a bunch of different reasons.
You can't have a 5-game losing streak. You can't be swept by Carolina. You can't be 0-3 in the division.
Yeah, I mean, like they. And like I said, no matter what, if you think it's 50% of the fans want Raheem fired, if you think it's 80, it's going to go to 99.9 if they are not able to pull this up. And that, and I'm going to fold that back in, that has a lot to do with Michael Penix's development, in my opinion. Not only his, but one of the reasons I don't want him fired is because you also have two first-round picks on the other side of the ball whose development is imperative to the future of this franchise. I'd like to see Jeff Ulbrich stick around for a little bit.
And
What he's been able to do with Jalen Walker in his young career has been pretty good. So, you know, we talk about development. A lot of this development is going to get sidetracked if you don't go out there and win some.
Well, James Pierce is developing too, and people need to understand that. And that if you're just
Dorless,
Dorless has been unbelievable. Nate Oley needs to stay with Ulbrich also. I get so irritated when I see people. Oh, look at this stat line. James Pierce didn't do anything. That's not how you judge edge players
at all.
Do want to remind you, we have a debate going on Twitter right now for which one Wednesday. Mike and Bo can't answer this right now, but you can on Twitter. If you can only have one, which would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but it is swaying one way over the other
really?
Right now. Mm-hmm. It is. Also, a reminder, this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Rick Case Kia in Duluth as we get ready for the Falcons-Panthers game. Speaking of moms, I bet my mom will show up to this one.
That's
my hometown, and I'm staying with her that night. So, come on out. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand, other prizes, Yeti cooler. Someone will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. It is this Saturday, noon to 2, at Rick Case Kia in Duluth. Coming up, Aaron Glenn. Would you say he was rude or abrupt with the media? We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. Good morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. You guys probably saw a lot of video from Arthur Blank yesterday. Confirmed his commitment to the expansion National Women's Soccer League team. They're going to start play in 2028 at Mercedes-Benz. And in addition to the $165 million expansion fee, he's going to spend another $165 million to build a training ground and headquarters.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I don't want to go down this path, but the people who tell me he's only worried about money, I'm not saying he's a good owner or whatever you want to say about the Falcons, it is what it is, but the people who say he's only worried about money, I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, none. It just blows my mind. It really does. So not going to even go down that path right now. But good for him. I'm happy that he's excited. I did see the video of him kind of doing the arm dance.
He was dancing. Yeah. Well, and I know we were talking earlier this week, like, would they play at Mercedes-Benz or not?
Yeah.
So, question answered. They will.
They will play at Mercedes-Benz. That's going to be a unique experience. And hopefully both those franchises, United included, because I know Tata's back, hopefully both of them can have successful runs here in the next, you know, few years.
That only makes sense. It only makes sense it would play there. I mean, you built one of the nicest stadiums in the world.
Mm-hmm. I just hate it. It's like, and you have this conversation, we have this conversation about NASCAR all the time. There's like some of these venues are built for 180,000, and when only 80,000 show up, you're like, oh, nobody's there. You're like, no, there's 80,000 people there. It just is not, it looks a little bit empty. You know what I mean? United's been going through the same thing.
I would hope, look, let's be realistic for a second. Just put your feelings to the side. If you have them, not y'all, but maybe in the car, the fact that the NWSL is going to sell out the bins week in and week out to the max, right?
Yeah,
it's not overly realistic.
Yeah.
So what you do is you sell lower bowl, sell what's gonna bring in the crowd and give it that home field advantage for the team where it's loud because everyone's sitting in the same area. you know, you put everybody in different areas, I think that makes it, that kind of loses it, disperses a little bit more. Allow it to sell that down there first, and then open up as needed. I don't think there's any reason to sell 300 seats.
I don't think you're going to. I still think the lower bowl is going to be a little bit of a struggle to start.
Well, I believe they're starting at like 28,000. They are reducing it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I think you could hit that.
Yeah.
There are enough. Soccer is huge in this city, and I'm not talking about the United or whatever. I mean in the suburb. I mean, it's
there
is a huge contingent of people that play this game in you know, OTP and whatever. And a lot of them are female, you know, soccer players and everything. There's going to be a lot of families that take their kids to see that. That's going to be cool for their, you know, daughters and stuff.
I agree.
I mean, girl dad,
might be one of them.
Right here. Melrose is going to play golf.
Okay, gotcha. Well, this Friday, you can join Andy and Randy for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. It's going to be live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. They'll be enjoying all the food, drinks, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy this Friday, 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. I don't know if you would call this rude or just abrupt. It was an interesting presser with Aaron Glenn. I want to discuss the Jets' injuries.
I'm going to to pass on talking about injuries, since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game. Ask Rich.
I'm asking.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
He's not here, though.
Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like, we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Can I say it? This is asinine.
This is.
It's it,
as
it,
brutal
there's no
as it
need.
Could possibly be.
How many wins the Jets have?
I don't even know.
Two. Dude, this ain't it. This is a year that organization is using to kind of figure some stuff out and then start making. Obviously, they're obviously going to use the offseason to find a franchise quarterback because they don't think Justin Fields is it. You can agree or disagree. I don't care. That's not the point of the argument. There's no reason for this. You build your. Why are you having an adversarial relationship with the media based on what one person? So you're mad at that guy because someone in your building leaked stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You should be mad at your building.
Or someone in his camp. I can't remember who it was.
That's what I'm saying. Someone in the building, the Jets building, leaked something.
I was gonna say it could have been Garrett Wilson's mom for all we know. You know what I mean? It didn't even have to be somebody in his. The problem is, and he's talking about Rich Cimini, I think is how you say his name.
Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah.
Here's what I would tell Aaron Glenn, and I get his frustration, man. I do. But first of all, you're in the New York media now. You're in a crap storm in the New York media. Rich Cimini has been covering the Jets for 30 years, dude. He is going to be there. He's been there 29 years before you got there. He's going to be there after you're gone, buddy. And the odds are that you're going to be gone at some point. That's just it's an absolute swing and a miss on his part.
The job is hard enough without you making it harder on yourself. And that's part of it. People can sit up there and they can not like how Raheem doesn't answer questions or whatever, or does, or however they want to put it. But don't make it adversarial. He's never done anything like that. It doesn't help. All it does is now the fan that is losing patience with the on-the-field product goes, oh, you're an a-hole too? Like, I have to hear you like talk down to people in a press conference when you go out there and you can't throw for 100 yards in a game. An NFL team can't throw for 100 yards in a football game on offense. You're going to talk to the reporters that way? Dude. That's when it just builds and the bubble's going to burst. There's no need for it. You're making it harder.
This is just – how many times have we had this conversation on air and off? You cannot be an a-hole mm-hmm. and be bad at your job. And this, there's never been a situation where it's been more clear-cut than what we're talking about up in New York right now. And it's the New York media, dude. You're not going to win that battle.
Right.
You're not, man. You are not going to win that battle. Fold your cards and wait for another hand, man. Like, don't do it now.
Yeah, what are New Yorkers anyways? They're all angry anyways about stuff. They always want somebody fired. And I mean, they have negative outlooks on everything. And you're just feeding into it. Doesn't make any sense.
The Jaguars' Travis Hunter underwent season-ending knee surgery. It was an LCL repair. He's expected to return within 6 months. Please tell me his Footloose commercial was Trevor Lawrence is not going to go away along with him.
I don't think
so. It's amazing.
I love that commercial. I see it so often, too.
It's so great.
It is.
It's so great. I'm telling you, at the Falcons watch party
so
this
wholesome.
Sunday, people were like dancing along with it.
It's
I
a great
love
song.
It.
Baby.
I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody just having an LCL surgery. And I know there has been. Like, I'm sure somebody will remind me on Twitter. Just a straight up LCL surgery without any other thing going on in there. You know, it's always an ACL and MCL. If it's LCL, it's like, oh man, he tore his meniscus, his PCL. Yeah. I don't even know what structurally that one does or how to identify what that injury looks like. But I do think that this is another conversation that'll be had into another offseason about can he really play both ways throughout his career? Because as you're rehabbing, you're going to have to decide how many reps he's going to get and where those reps are going to come from. And it's just, I don't know if it's realistic in the long run. If that's what he wants to do, I'm all about it. I just don't know, man. It's tough to do in the NFL.
Yeah, well said. And I really want him to be a guy that has a long career. He seems like just a great human being. Yeah, I just want to know what changed. Why a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, we're like, oh, short-term IR, he's going to be back, no big deal. And now all of a sudden, nope, season over. I'm curious what changed. That's the question for me. Hopefully when
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen, that's his name. He doesn't try to throw it on a reporter. Well, so and so, they know everything.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No doubt about that.
And the Eagles, Jarek Zallander, has informed the team that he is stepping away from the team to focus on getting right physically and mentally.
This is insane. I mean, not insane from if that's what he needs to do, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's insane.
Absolutely.
His mental health of utmost importance, and we've had reminders of that over the last couple of weeks for sure. But this is a guy who was a 2-time All-Pro within the last 5 or 6 years. He's extremely talented, and when they traded for him, they said, hey, he's worth the risk of that he'll get back to that level. I hope everything's good with him. And it's just hard to stomach for some people when somebody's that talented, they'll just step away. Mm-hmm. And that just shows you, and I remind people all the time because this happens every year during training camp, I remind you of how hard it is to go through an NFL training camp / an NFL season. And if you are not 1,000% in, you will not be able to do it. And that's just, how many times, Bo, do we have this conversation when somebody calls an NFL player soft? I'm like, buddy, that guy ain't soft. I can promise you that. There might be a business decision here and there, but he ain't soft. Not mentally, I can tell you that.
Well, yes, I've never, and that's, you learn it the more you're around the games. Look, they might be lazy, they might not have heart, but soft is not it. You can't be. It's just weird to me, too. They just traded for him. I mean, mm-hmm. literally just traded for this guy, and then there wasn't a lot, but he's like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. And he also thought he was feeling better. It's just, sometimes these injuries, not all players are built the same. Not all injuries are 6 months or a year. Some are longer. I mean, look at Troy Anderson. I haven't seen him in all. It's about to be a year since we've seen Troy Anderson on the field.
Well, coming up, Bo is going to have to answer the question he doesn't want to. It's which one Wednesday? And we've had this debate going on Twitter all morning long. Now, finally, Mike and Bo will get to debate it themselves. If you can only have one, which Falcon would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? That'll be next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bob Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. If you have not checked out our social media, we've been posting videos, and I've handed these guys ring lights, and Bo is having a lot of fun going through the modes and making it look like he's at a dance club right now.
Well, I had no clue that there's this little thing on here. It says RGB, and it's in like different. Each letter's in a different color, and I was like, "What does this do?" And I hit it, and then it starts. These different colors start coming up, and then it's
let
like,
me guess, are they in red, green, and blue?
Yeah. And all these colors start coming up, and then it starts flashing like we're in a club. And what?
Oh man,
I was so scared for a second because I went to see if mine did the same thing, and I was like, oh, it does. And then I almost couldn't figure out how to get it back to the regular setting.
Reverse.
I was like, whoa, hold on.
Well, to your point, Dylan, I couldn't get it back. I turned it off and turned it back on, and then I realized that. If you hit mode, even if you're hitting RGB, but if you hit mode, it goes back to plain old lights. So there we're back go. To boring.
We've all learned something today.
The vibes are down.
You can put the red, green, and blue on later on once we're done filming. This video will be up later on social media at 929 Morning Shift. We're going to be filming which one Wednesday. All right. Before we get there, though. The second round of college football playoff rankings have been released, and the top five teams remain unchanged. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1. But I have a question for you. If you were Texas A&M or Ohio State, would you think about sitting your starting QB in the conference title game?
Can I throw that back in your direction?
You can.
After what happened to Carson Beck last year? And the SEC championship. Like, how do Georgia fans feel about that? Because I wouldn't personally, and I realize, you know, that they're the top seeds. Like, and you're, even if you lose the game, you're going to be able to say, well, we didn't have a starting quarterback. They're still probably going to get, if they're able to win out, if A&M is able to beat Texas and win out and do all the things they need to, you're still probably going to get a first round bye if you lose the SEC championship. I can't imagine a 12-1 A&M not getting a bye in the SEC championship. But I still would probably start my starting quarterback, and I'd probably do the same thing. But there, I think Georgia fans are more well-equipped to answer this than anybody because it happened to them last year where it's like if Carson Beck had not gotten injured, would you have had a better shot at actually making a run to a title game? I think that's going to be an interesting point of contention, especially for like Ohio State if Julian Sayin's like a Heisman finalist.
Right.
It's like, do you really want to put him out in harm's way for what reason? Like, you know what I mean?
You know, I want to yield to Allie because she is a Georgia fan and she had to go through this, and it possibly could have cost them at least a game against Notre Dame.
Yeah,
because Gunner just wasn't necessarily ready.
Right.
You're still going. Look, you're trying to win a title and you want to win an SEC title and you want to keep momentum flowing. You don't want anything bad to creep in, because if I'm and to where I would go for this is if I'm A&M and I'm resting Marcel Reed.
Yeah,
then I'm resting every starter.
And that's why I wouldn't do it, because I don't think it's fair to the rest of the team. You know what I mean? But
it's not. But then you go to the fact that what do we always talk about sometimes with, you know, look at, and I know it's different sports, so it's hard to use an analogy, but the baseball and the teams that got byes are losing these days.
That's a good point.
But I go football and I go, man, think about it. If you feel like you're locked into a first-round bye no matter win or lose in the SEC championship game, so that now that you're going to have the first weekend in December off, the second weekend in December, the third weekend, they're going to go 4 weeks without playing while other guys are playing. And it's not always a good thing to have that rust. Didn't all the teams last year that had the bye lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously Carson Beck is a cautionary tale, but I do believe in momentum and stopping that. I don't think it's a great scenario. Yeah. To stop someone from going out there.
It'd be an interesting conversation. I think you'd find out a lot about how some of these teams feel about their backup quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's true. That's a good point.
It's been interesting because I know that that's been talked about. And I've said it before. I don't necessarily love the idea of Bama playing in an SEC title game. They do have the one loss to Florida State, but they have zero losses in the SEC thus far. I don't know what the scenarios look like in terms of them being left out. If they were to lose against Oklahoma this week, obviously there's scenarios where, you know, I guess Georgia wouldn't slide in front of them because they'd be tied and they'd have the tiebreaker. Ole Miss's strength after that would have to do with common opponents, but it's neither here nor there. I think that topic going into conference championship weekend, it just goes along with everything else we've talked about. Like, what do these games mean still? You know what I mean? And conference championships are going to mean a lot to the teams, but on the outside looking in, it's like, dude, I don't know.
It does feel like more and more that the SEC title game is going to turn into something like Greg Sankey wants, where it's essentially a play-in game for the playoff. It was that because with the 12 team and the 16 team, it is not playoff system. It is not what it was when it was a four. See, a couple of years ago, it was 14 playoff. If everything looked like this right now, you're like, holy hell, we've got the buildings to be one of this is the easiest marketable game ever for an SEC title game.
Absolutely.
So that process changes when teams are automatically going to make it, no matter what.
Yeah. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It's time for Which One Wednesday.
All right, you guys have had to stay mum on this question as I've been talking about it through the show. You can still weigh in on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. If you can only have one, which Falcon would you rather sign to an extension? Bijan Robinson or Drake London?
I hate this. I have no desire to answer this question. And I even went on my spiel yesterday about how underappreciated I feel like Drake London is.
Yeah.
Not just here.
But I agree.
Mainly in the NFL as a whole. But I got to pick Bijan simply for the fact that I do feel like he's a top five player in the NFL. Player. Mm. And Drake's able to do some of the things he's done because teams are focused on Bijan and vice versa. Right? But to me, Bijan is such a unique talent that he can do so many different things. You don't want to be the Giants. You don't want to be the Giants and see a Saquon,
correct,
which is what a Bijan is, go to a team, maybe in the conference, maybe in your division, and immediately you go have a 2,000-yard season and win a Super Bowl and be the difference maker offensively for that team that year. You can't allow that if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, I think that I would pick Drake for this conversation. And here's why. I think both these guys are A-grade players. I think it's easier to find a running back that you can turn into a B-grade player than it is to turn a wide receiver into a B-grade player. I think there's a lot of C-grade wide receivers. I just cannot imagine for the life of me what our passing game would look like this year without Drake London.
Yeah.
Buddy, it would be brutal.
No, it's a good point.
It would be brutal. Tyler Algier is not Bijan, but Tyler Algier can suffice in certain situations. If all of a sudden we went into a game plan this week and Darnell Mooney was our one, I don't know what we're doing. Like, I don't know where we're at in that conversation.
Well, now,
And also go back to the shelf life of running backs. I think that you can get another, 8 years out of Drake. And I don't know that that's the conversation you can have with Bijan, especially with the amount of touches you want him to get all the way through the end of his contract. And I'm glad that they weren't rookies at the same time. I'll just put it that way, because let's structure these things out a little bit.
Which one is more appropriate to wear to work when it's 27 degrees out, shorts or pants?
Are we parking in a parking deck or no? this is tough. Pants. I got pants on today.
Yep.
I wore pants yesterday, but then I unlayered once I got inside of the building yesterday. But pants, probably, I would assume. 27 is just, that's a little too cold.
I think you can wear whatever you want. You're an adult. You're responsible for you. So if somebody's got to deal with the fact your decision to wear shorts, then it's you. So that's on you. I wore shorts today personally, because I walked out of my garage, put my book bag in the car, the rental, and then got in there and drove here. And I got in a parking deck, and I've been warm the whole time.
What he's trying to say is, you do you, boo. That's what he's trying to say.
I don't understand the shorts when it's this cold.
Yeah,
I like,
but he's right.
Y'all.
I mean, yeah,
I like to wear shorts, but I'm not walking outside though. I mean, I'm gonna have to go. I have some errands run, some for the brown grass, some for personal.
I have not hit my stride yet on the whole parking outside the parking deck thing, so we'll see how that ends up. But yeah, I'll probably end up in shorts once it gets above 30. I'll probably be in shorts.
I think it's supposed to be like 70 this
weekend.
Yeah,
it's gonna get warm.
Which would you rather face? One great white shark or 500 piranha?
This is easy.
This is easy.
This is easy. Great white.
100%.
Because, look, 100 piranhas are going to win.
You're going to die.
And you can't fight 100 things off at once. But at least with a shark, I'm going to be able to most likely, if it's a one-on-one where I know that he's coming, right, I'm going to have a chance to maybe, if he's coming in, like, see him and hit him in the nose or something. But the piranhas, they're just going to
I don't know.
They're going to bum rush you.
One bite, it's over, though, from a great white.
That's not true. They've seen people, you might lose a limb.
I'd rather face the great white. Piranha, you're not going to survive a 50. You're not going to survive 50 or 100
over.
Piranhas. You're done.
They're going to bum rush you.
Yeah, you're just all bones.
You think they're going to, like, do one at a time? Uh-uh.
Yeah, they're not taking turns.
May I remind you, wasn't it the one gorilla or 100 monkeys before?
100
no.
men. One gorilla versus 100 men.
100 men.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Piranhas are just, it's like a swarm of bees, man.
Yeah. Especially, you said 500?
I did say 500.
Yeah, you ain't surviving.
You're done.
It's
OB.
Do you ever see the toy with Richard Pryor when he got bit by all the piranhas? Yeah.
Wow. That's a good pull. That's a real. Hey, give it up for somebody else having a deep movie pull. That's not me. There you go. See, Allie knows movies.
Yeah.
Which Falcon would you want as your partner in a three-legged race? Matthew Bergeron or Caleb McGarry?
This is
but neither
great,
right now. Neither right now.
Right,
because
they're both a little bit hobbled. You got to have somebody whose hip height is about the same as yours.
I would. Well,
they're both over 6'5".
You need the same gait.
I'm screwed in this one. But I would say
Caleb McGarry's just dragging both.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Come on, Squid. Let's go.
I'm
just dragging him.
I almost think Caleb McGarry be like, hey, we're making the finish line whether I drag your ass right there or you hop. And I think Bergeron might be like, hey, man, just when I hop, you hop. Just stay.
Picture Bo like my kids do where they sit on my foot and I walk through the house and Bo's just.
Oh,
Just come on, take me to the finish line, Caleb. Get me to the finish line,
you know,
Caleb.
Allie, everybody that makes a short person joke thinks they're the first person to ever do it.
Oh man,
hey,
no, I don't.
I'm right here with you, man.
It's all good. You know I love you guys.
Which holiday would you rather travel for, Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Oh, dude.
Well, you never answered the sack.
Right, it was Caleb McGarry.
Okay.
I think about the same height.
Neither.
I think when you talk about the actual on the road, I'd rather do Christmas. But as far as like my kids being away from the house on Christmas, I'm not doing that. I'm traveling for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Which is exactly what we do. We pick that every single year. We travel for Thanksgiving. We stay home for Christmas. That's what we do.
Can I throw in a point that I think nobody has made yet? If you're traveling for Christmas, if you've gotten gifts beforehand, you're going to have to ship some gifts, and that, you know, that makes it a little more expensive. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, all you got to do is bring yourself. Yeah, you know,
well,
the food's going
to
be there.
No, you got to bring food. You just don't show up empty-handed.
Well, you can get the food when you get to wherever your destination is.
All my Christmas gifts are from Amazon anyway, so if I'm going somewhere, I'm just shipping them there.
That's a good
point. I'm just shipping them to somebody else's
house. Well, we travel in-state. When we do it for Christmas, we just put all everything in the truck and
there you go, man.
Slam it full.
What are you going to do this
but
year?
But I agree with what Mike answered. My goal, dude, let me tell you something.
Does the rental have a lot of cargo?
Let me tell you something. If it was my choice, I wouldn't leave the house at all, ever.
Touche, me.
I mean, I'm just like, y'all come to me.
Yeah, same.
We're gonna cook. I'm going to cook some meat. That's my goal. I don't know if it's going to work out for me.
Coming up, it is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Hey, you can get in on this debate if you can only have one. Who would you rather have signed to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? Call us now, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.